First of all, I haven't picked up on Roy's comments. I don't follow him around, and I haven't had a chance to read what he has said. But from my own perspective, regardless of what Roy has said, I think the situation was this: that way back let me put it this way. Two lads weren't fit for the game against Gibraltar or Germany, and obviously played a couple of days later. That's understandable. I'd spoken to Seamus, and Seamus just wasn't right. I didn't speak to James at the time, but James had been. There was a thought that he might have played against Manchester United then, but didn't do so. I hadn't really a problem with that. Didn't really have a problem with that at all. It was just that this particular time, James does have a muscle injury. He came here, he was wanting to try it, he was really wanting to give it a go. We always thought that time would be against us. I think he'll be perfectly all right to play at the weekend for his club. And really, there isn't much more I can say about it.
So if there's no problem between club and country, are these comments unhelpful in terms of that relationship?
Every single time that you mention Roy, it either seems to be a distraction. Is this another issue? Let me tell you straight. I'm delighted to have him. I chose him in the first place to bring him in here. He's been terrific. He's really been terrific. He's been terrific around the lads. He's been great. He's been everything that I wanted it to be. And all the distractions and things. Some things materialise that are actually aren't of his doing to begin with. So I haven't a problem. He's got a mind of his own. He'll say what he wants. Again, unless it's absolutely and utterly in contradiction with what I'm saying to you, then I do not have a problem with it. It is not an issue all the time. You know? So, no, I disagree with you entirely.
He did say that there seems to be a contradiction that he said everything put the pressure on the two lads where you're saying that they were...
I'll get back to what I say. I'm a club manager. I was a club manager before, and the last thing you wanted is players playing in a game for their country when you thought that they might not be ready. It really is as simple as that. It's as simple as that. And in terms of the days, I was asked the question away back there. Did we think? When the two lads missed out in the game against Gibraltar. Obviously, in the Germany game, they played a few days later, which I think that they would have done. Now, that was that from a normal viewpoint, you would think that that would be maybe it might have been a wee bit strange. But again, I can only go from what I spoke to Seamus about. More Seamus than anybody else. Seamus wanted to play. He doesn't want to miss the games for club or country, but he didn't feel right about it. But it was one of those that might clear up a couple of days later. To anyone else, you might think there might be something a bit strange about it. I've got my own view on it, and that's what I'm telling you.
Have you spoken to Roberto in the last week,
Martin? I last spoke to Roberto last Monday. I haven't spoken to him since. He should be pretty pleased because the lads, if Seamus might not start tomorrow evening, he might play, but at least he's got James back. James will be fit for the weekend. And as a club manager, he should be pretty pleased about that. I suppose there was always a possibility, but there was. It's a friendly game, and I still think that a couple of extra days between now and at the weekend will help him on that muscle injury.
I don't mind if you haven't heard or you haven't read what Roy said, but can I read you something he said about Jack Grealish and his father? He said when we asked him. any progress on Jack Grealish in terms of making a commitment one way or the other, and he said, I don't ask Jack anymore. Sometimes it's respect. You don't want to pester people, but unfortunately a lot will be coming from Jack's dad. Knowing his dad, we could be waiting a bloody long time. Is that helpful in terms of Jack Grealish's decision to commit one way or the other to Ireland?
What do you mean by helpful? Helpful for what?
Helpful
to what?
Of
I've spoken to Jack Grealish's father. I spoke to him at the time, way back some time ago, and his father... Let me finish. So I spoke to the two of them, and Jack's father and Jack were not in any great hurry at that particular time to make their mind up. Fine. Absolutely. I left it entirely up to them. Entirely up to them. Now, at the end of it all, if Jack pulls out of the under 21 and wants to concentrate in his club football, good luck to him. Good luck to him. So, if, and I can understand, Roy's not going to be, he's not going to be running around there asking Jack Grealish, his father, every single day, has he made his mind up? Let them decide themselves.
But the reference, which is quite clear, unfortunately, a lot will be coming from Jack's dad. Knowing his dad, he could be waiting a bloody long while. It's not a pleasant thing to say.
And what do you mean? He's made the point, has he not?
Well, I'm not sure what the point is, to be honest.
Yeah. And
okay,
what do you want me to say?
Exactly.
No, seriously, what do you want me to go on and do? In terms of players coming in, it would be great. It would be great to have them. If you're asking about young Grealish, it would be nice to have someone like that on board. I've said to you, and I don't need Roy Keane for this. I don't need Roy Keane to tell me that I'm not going to go and chase it. I'm not chasing it. The situation is there for everyone. I've spoken to Jack Grealish's father. I spoke to Jack Grealish. Really up to them.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'm sorry that, Martin, you haven't seemed to have picked up on the Roy Keane comments, because the big news for us on this side of the room, and our job is to write about Roy Keane sells newspapers.
Yes.
And he spoke at length about Everton yesterday. He made some remarks that you may not be aware of, but there's an Everton fallback, and Bill Kenwright has come out in the last hour, and he has said that Roy Keane says some stupid things in relation to what he said in the paper reaction, and he said Roberto Martinez will be shocked, as everyone at Everton will be. On that basis, will you brief yourself on what was said and maybe go and talk to Roberto about this?
I think that I will. Yes, it is not my job to read the newspapers every single morning. It is not. Honestly, I have other things at this minute to do. I'm not saying that they're more important, but they are issues that I have to address. So I might get a chance to go down and find out exactly what was said on both sides, and then I will take a view.
Okay. Thank you very much.